before I ask you to go back to 1993, 94, when the song was created, let's talk about Monday night and what you were doing. At my house, we were switching back and forth between the Broncos and the Emmys.
You know, I was out and about because I had just gotten home. A part of this Rolex mentorship program, and they announced my, you know, mentee. So I was there in New York for all weekend. So I came home and I knew I needed to get food and all that kind of stuff. And my good friend Terry Lynn Carrington said, "Diane, you were just on the Emmys." I said, "I'm in Denver. I'm in the car." She said, "No, your song." I was like, "What are you talking about?" She says, "Sheryl Lee Ralph just sang Endangered Species." So I hurried up and got home. And I had missed it, but I, of course, Twitter has everything. So I went on Twitter and I was floored. I mean, I couldn't even, and I know Sheryl Lee Ralph, and I know that she's always loved the song, but I would have never expected anything like that. And as I, you know, said before, the thing that got me was, you know, her beautiful speech afterwards, and the fact that, and she is just like what she talked about, and that in that moment, she was empowering everybody, including me, you know, in that moment, and my phone just blew up.
I don't think, from looking at it, mm-hmm. that she expected she would have won. So her husband has to help her to the stage, and
she gathers herself, which I love. She's like, "Okay, I can just see the process of, let me just take in this moment because I'm just here showing up as I've always done, and look at this."
Not to mention her Broadway delivery.
Yes.
Which was
arms outstretched, you know, soulful, and, you know, coming from her, you know, from her heart.
We're with Diane Reeves. She's in studio here at KUVO, and we're talking about the resurrection of endangered species.
1994. Yeah.
The creation of the work, the idea, and your writing process with Jeannie Pisano. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Well, it was a very interesting time in my life. I was at a crossroads in a way. My record companies were, I was under with Blue Note. Blue Note was now, but I was signed under EMI, but Blue Note was now going to be a part of Capitol. And here I was on the EMI side because that's how I'd signed. And EMI was very pop oriented. And my mentor and friend was Bruce Lundvall, who was over at Capitol. And I'm thinking, okay, this is it. So fortunately for me, I just said, you know, talked to my friend Eddie Del Barrio. I said, "We're going to go in and do a record that is just everything I want to say. We're not going to fade the ends of the songs. We're just going to go in there and just be artists. This might be my last record," you know. And so in the process, the whole record has this kind of feeling of, you know, Diane Reeves, the person and the artist becoming one, because there is a duality that happens sometimes, and I was experiencing that. But this record kind of brought everything together, and I worked with, I was talking to Jeannie, and we, you know, were friends from way back, and all the things that we were reading, kind of the same things, and so this song just came, everything was very, very organic. And when we went into the studio, I remember Abraham Laborio Jr. Was on drums, and I was like, "Okay, let's have a beat, or let's figure." And it was just all organic, improvised. It was what it was in the moment.
When you listen to it, there are those percussive elements. Alex Acuna's playing percussion. Luis yeah. Conti's playing percussion, mm-hmm. your friend Munyongo Jackson. Mm-hmm. And you hear all that stuff going on, but there's shouting and there's...
That's all me. We did the thing first, and then we just started adding. And when they would come in and put things on it, it was just make the whole piece magic.
The reaction to endangered species over the years mm-hmm. has sort of validates that deeply encouraging personal message in that. It mm-hmm. seems like the audience got it. So
it didn't start off that way, though. You know, I really got reamed for that song. I mean, people wanted me to take it off the record at EMI. There was a lot of pushback, but I thought, you know what? I'm gonna fight for this and fight for my voice. That's why the name of the album is Art and Survival, and just, you know, make it happen. And even in the press, there were a lot of things that would happen that were not so positive, but they just kind of made me stronger and made me even see how much more, you know, powerful, you know, my voice could be, you know?
That's what everybody is hearing and feeling from the song and from what Cheryl Lee Ralph did with the song on Monday night. The reaction to the work over the years, though, you said this thing has shown up in those church camps and talent shows.
You can go online and you have these ice skaters from all over the world that use it for their skate programs. So You Think You Can Dance is on there. All these young kids. It's just everywhere, you know, and it just always kind of stayed below the surface, but it was always there.
Diane Reeves, enjoying, I think, another moment. You've had so many. This is a good moment.
Yeah, it is. It went off like, you know, fireworks. I mean, from that moment, I just slept last night. You know, I mean, my phone was going crazy. Social media was going crazy. We were trying to keep up and catch up with things. People Magazine, all kind of people just jumped in. And the thing that really made me feel really good was the fact that the people that really loved the record, they were the ones that told the press and told people on social media whose song it was. And that was just powerful to me.
Oh, the first thing I heard, I said, I know that song. I know that song. And I ran to the station's computer and pulled it up and said, oh, yeah, and we haven't put everything on the computer, but that song's on the computer. So we were able to roll with it the next morning in celebration. Thank you for sharing some of the story about the difficulty, because this is, again, a story that 18 years later is still doing its work. And so for the starving artist, the hungry artist, for fighting the battles between business and art, keep fighting, because maybe 18 years from now, your struggle will
like
pay off and
said,
help somebody.
You know, dreamers, keep dreaming and doing your thing. Keep generating ideas. Keep, you know, work moving forward. You know, you just never know when your time is, and you never know who's watching.
There were a lot of people watching.
Mm-hmm.
What next for Diane Reeves? Every time we get you in, we want to check in. Every summer is busy. The world has opened up. So you've survived all the festivals.
Well, this has been a wonderful year, because every time I do one thing, something else comes out of it. Recently, I was in Northern California, and I got a call from my friend Terrence Blanchard. And I was finished going to go home on a Sunday, and he said, can you come to Scotland? And I was like, sure, you know, because it's Terrence. And so he said, I'm doing the Woman King, and I want you to be on the score. And I was like, absolutely. So I flew to Scotland, got there. We worked for one day. It came back the next day. You know, I was there, got there on a Monday. We worked on Tuesday, came back Wednesday. And Gina Prince Blythewood was very taken with what I had done. So she decided to put me on more of the film, and we did it right here, Rocky Mountain Recorders, and just, you know, different scenes. The movie is beautiful. It was a space that Terrence had written all this incredible music, and he was hearing me on it improvising. And so there was nothing written for me, and she would describe the scenes, tell me what was going on, and I would interpret them vocally. And it was the most incredible experience I've ever had in my musical life. I really enjoyed doing that.
That's outstanding. Our guest is NEA Jazz Master Diane Reeves. Thanks so much for a little bit of your time between here and King Supers and the corner store.
Hey,
whatever.
We're doing all kind of stuff.
The laundromat.
Yeah, right.
Getting it all done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It's Diane Reeves on KUVO.